connect with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rudymaxa.com. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to the show, and for segment five this hour, we'll be bringing you another installment of our Destination Spotlight. Last week, we recognized Williamsburg, Virginia, and today we're headed almost 3,000 miles from Williamsburg across the country to Portland, Oregon. And today's program is sponsored by the 24/7 Burglar Busting Protection from SimplySafeRudy.com. You know, it used to be if you wanted to protect your family or your small business, you had to spend a lot of money on a lot of complicated products. You'd be forced into a long-term contract, securing your location with numerous wires, buttons, and switches, and it was expensive. SimplySafeRudy.com takes all the elements of good security and streamlines them into one system. 24/7 professional monitoring, powerful sensors, and a high-definition security camera. And in the event of a break-in, the HD camera automatically starts recording, so you'll get hard evidence for the police sent right to your smartphone. Plus, you can live stream HD footage to check in on your home or small business anytime you want. For protection you can trust, go to SimplySafeRudy.com. You'll save 10%, or find a link at RudyMaxa.com under sponsors.
And now let's go to the 33rd state in our nation, Oregon, and speak with the head of communications for Travel Portland, Marcus Hibden.
Marcus, it was nice to meet you 2 weeks ago at IPW in Washington, D.C. Appreciate you being here on Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries as we spotlight Portland, Oregon today.
Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
I believe you moved to Portland about 10 years ago after visiting the city while working as a journalist. Love to know what gripped you about Portland and what keeps you there today besides your job.
Sure, happy to talk about that. Like a lot of other people, I first came to Portland on a short vacation, a couple days. I'd grown up in Seattle area, and I knew Portland, but I'd never actually been. 10 years ago, we were, a small city in the Northwest that people may have heard of, but certainly hadn't traveled. And I flew to the airport. I took the Max Light Rail train. It took about 30 minutes to get downtown. I was drinking local craft beer, which was amazing. I was eating incredible food. The people were friendly. And I said, wow, I need to find out how I can live in this city. So I did.
Marcus, I agree with you on the craft beer, by the way. But also, when I think of our time in Portland, something that really sticks out for me still is the International Rose Garden and the sheer number, thousands of different types of plants and the beautiful Japanese garden nearby. What are some other draws in Portland? And I think of the garden, but what are some other draws?
Sure. Well, the garden's great, and it turns 100 years old this year, which I think is really amazing. And the Japanese garden itself just went through a $33.5 million renovation.
Oh.
So if you haven't seen it, and it's been open about a month, you need to come back and take a look at it. But aside from those gardens, there's so much wonderful things going on in Portland. Our downtown is booming right now. While we're still holding on to a lot of the old gems, like Powell's Bookstore, it's the largest independent bookstore in the world.
Yes.
It's more than a city block, a million books inside of there. We have a thriving maker culture. These are young people making things by hand, the old-fashioned way, with a lot of attention to detail, amazing design, and just unbelievably good quality. Of course, the beer continues to be brewed every day in Portland. We have more than 75 breweries in the city now. That's more than any other city in the world or the universe. And Portland just continues to get better and better every year.
I'd have to tell you, last time that we were there, I wasn't sure I was ever going to get Mary out of Powell's.
I mean, you could set up residence in that bookstore.
Yeah, and yeah. I know they've got some different locations, but one of the things, folks, that as you're listening to the interview right now, as we're talking about Portland, Oregon, I mean, there are so many very eclectic communities, if you will, little parts of the town. Restaurant scene is terrific. I know that Seattle, as you just said, gets a lot of attention, but Portland and coffee are pretty much synonymous. I mean, wouldn't you agree, Marcus? I mean, I'd love to know some of your favorite places.
I absolutely would agree. I love Seattle. I think it's great. They have a great coffee culture up there, but what they're best known for is unleashing Starbucks on the world, which right. We've all had Starbucks. In Portland, we have small, local craft coffee roasters. These are people that are roasting coffee a few pounds at a time. There's no big production here. They travel all over the world to source the finest coffees.
I would think the largest place would be Stumptown, right? I mean, I know we can get that, but that's very selective as well.
That's true. Stumptown is the largest. Some of my favorites are some of the smaller guys right now. I'm a huge fan of a local roaster called Hard Coffee Roasters. You'll find them all over. They have three locations in the city now. Another great one on what we call the Central East Side, just across from downtown, is a place called Cova. They're really only roasting about 20 pounds of coffee at a time. their roasters running all day. They travel the world looking for the finest coffee they can find, and then they just pay so much attention when they roast it. It's delicious. Another great one is Water Avenue Coffee, also on the east side. And then one of my new favorites is called Nosa Familia. They actually own a coffee farm in South America. Bring their coffee back to Portland where they roast it in the Pearl District. It's amazing stuff.
Love it. Marcus, I want to ask you about, when you think about Portland, living there now for 10 years, what's a little known fact that you'd like our listeners to know about the city?
And you've got 10 seconds to tell us that.
10 seconds. Portland is close to so many wonderful outdoor activities, including Forest Park in the city, 5,100 acres, 70 miles of hiking trails. It's like a natural forest in the middle of our city.
Well, there you go. And biking's a big thing there as well. So,
beautiful
Marcus,
city.
Listen, thanks for spotlighting Portland, Oregon with us today. Folks, if you want to plan your trip, check out travelportland.com. Marcus, enjoy the rest of your weekend, okay?
Thanks so much for having me. It was a lot of fun.
Thanks, Marcus.
All right, Mary, Marcus, just let him go.
Time to go back to that Japanese garden.
Yeah, and Powell's, if we get you back there.
Yes,
and just seeing Mount Hood, it's a beautiful area of the country. All right, folks, and in a few weeks, we're going to bring you another Destination Spotlight, so please be sure to stay tuned, and you can find all of the places that we're covering on our website under Destination Spotlight. And that's going to do it for hour one of our show today. After these messages, Mary and I will get to some more travel news to kick off hour two. We'll check in with Rudy, who's out there today in Oklahoma City at the new Hilton True, and we'll have another terrific hour ahead, so we hope you'll stay with us.
You've been listening to Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.